Amud Aleph. We are at a dot, a little bit less than halfway down the Amud. 79. It's the end of the first, towards the end of the first handout. And there's a dot. If you look in the right-hand margin, you'll see that there's a little paragraph in the margin that says, Ayin Tosas Brachas Lamadamu Alti Yermaskel Omar. So right opposite of that in the Gemara, there's a dot which says Over Lifnei HaTeva. Over Lifnei HaTeva, somebody's going to be to stand by his chazan. The Tawny made a mistake in his davening. Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina b'shem Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel said, Tav b'shalosh brachos rishonos. So he made a mistake in the first three brachos. Chozer b'tchili goes back to the beginning of Shemone Esrei. Ata barachana geniva or negiva b'shem Rav. Ata barachana from the Negev, I guess, the name of Rav. Tav b'shalosh brachos achronos. If you made a mistake in the last three brachos, chozer l'avodi, go back to Ritzei, the beginning of Ritzei. Rabbi Chalbon, Rav Chuna, B'Shem Rav said, Tov B'Shalosh Brachos, Rabbi Shoynes, you made a mistake in the first three brachos, Choyze B'Tchili, go back to the beginning of Shemone Esrei. B'Shalosh Brachos, Choyze, made a mistake in the last three brachos, Shemone Esrei, Choyze L'Avodi, go back to Ritzei. Tov, any other day, Eichon Tov, if you made a mistake, you don't know where you made the mistake, Choyze L'Makom HaBarlo, you go back to the last place that you're sure that you said, and you go start from there. What? Well, you're assuming you don't know exactly where you made a mistake, but you find yourself saying the wrong Shemone Esrei. So let's say. So you go back to the last place where you said a bracha, which you're sure was relevant to that Shemone Esrei, and then you go take it from there. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yehuda, and Bazi Yasim Mechad Kanisha, they were sitting in a certain shul. Over Chad Kumei Tevo. So a certain person went in front of the table, in other words, went to stand as chasen. Va'ashker chad bracha, and he dropped one bracha. He forgot one of the brachas of Shemone Esrei. He dropped it out of Shemone Esrei. Asked him b'shalom Rabbi Simon. So they came and asked Rabbi Simon what to do. Amar Rabbi Simon, Shem Rabbi Shulam Levi. So Rabbi Simon said to Simon, said to him, Nei Rabbi Shulam Levi, Shliach tibul shishkir shtayim shalosh brachos. The halacha is that if Shliach tibul forgot even two or three out of the brachos of Shemone Esrei, ein machzir noso. You don't make him go back. Ashkech tanye upalik. He found a tana which drew, he found a brisa which draws a distinction. The brisa says, v'kol in machzir noso, we don't make any go back, chutz, with the exception of mishalo amar mechay mesim, umachnia zedim, uvone Yerushalayim. If you left out the brachos of mechay mesim, or Machnia Zaydim, or Boni Yushalayim, then Ani Omer, I say, Minhu, the person is a heretic, because these brachos are primary tenets of the Jewish faith, and then such an individual, either you make him go back, or you get another chazan. Shmuel HaKotan, who was the author of the bracha, which is L'Mashim Altik Tisikva, which says that, which repudiates all the radical types of thought and behavior. So over Kamita Mavusa, he went in front of the Amud, he went to Davin, Vashkar Machniya Zaydim, and he forgot to say Vila Malshini. So he was very nervous about that. Vashkar after he forgot it, but so far after he did, in other words, literally at the end, but means after he did, Shari Mashki Vilani began looking nervously around the congregation because he was afraid they would assume that he was a heretic. Or Mulei, so they said to him, no, you don't have to, Lo Shub Chachomi Bach. Chazal would never have assumed that you're a heretic. Why? Because we know that you are the one who wrote the Brach of Lamalshinim. Since you wrote the Brach of Lamalshinim, so therefore we trust you, where there's no problem with you. Says the Gemara further. Say the Gemara further. We're on 79. Memon up. The front door is locked?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a little stone. He knows. Yeah, there's a little stone there. Somebody must have pulled it out. How did you get in with the combination next door? Okay, let's wait till he gets back. But we're on the second wide line. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha and Rabbi Shim Bar Abba, Losev Shem Rabbi Lezer, Savik Yisku Shal Rosh Chodesh. If you're not sure if you mentioned Rosh Chodesh or Savik Lo Yisker, if you're not sure if you mentioned or did not mention, Machzirno Sola Echa, Machzirno, so you mayn't go back. Lechon Ulchozer, where does he go back to? Rabbi Shimon Bar Va, or B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Im Rakers Raglov, if you already took 3 steps backwards, Chozer Chatzchil go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei. Milav, if you didn't take 3 steps backwards yet, Chozer Lavod, you go back to Ritzay. And this, of course, will be Paskin, but we only pass this way by Shachos and Mincha, not by Marv. If you forget Yalav Yova by Marv, you don't have to go back to the beginning of Shmon, you don't have to go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei. Makes no difference, no. Marv, you never have to go back. I'm Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi said, Hisia Das, if you were ready, if you were Mesiach Das, literally means to your focus drifted. You're no longer focusing on Shmon Esrei, even if you haven't actually taken the 3 steps back yet. Kamishakos Raglov, it's as if you took the 3 steps back. What about when you're saying the prayers at the end of Shmon Esrei, Elokein Etzor? Tzricha is Yerushalmi's synonym for teku. In other words, we don't know what tzricha means. We need a resolution. We don't have one. We don't know if the Elokein Etzor is considered part of Barzal Shmon Esrei or not. But Maisa we paskin it is. We paskin till you take the 3 steps back. You know, you can go. It's not considered the finished Shmon Esrei, and therefore you can go back to it. Say you don't have to go back to the beginning of davening. Okay. Mesiach Das Mesiach Shmon Esrei. Yeah, you're in bad shape. Shouldn't be Mesiach. I mean, we're all in bad shape, but the assumption is that you're not. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Abba, Brei Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, or Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Chia B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Hayah Karba Torah. If you're laning, and you made in the old days, the person who laned also made the brachas. They didn't have this dichotomy between the person who lanes and the person who makes the brachas. So Hayah Karba Torah, you're laning, and you're static, and you went mute in the middle. The guy who takes the place, he should begin from the beginning of the Aliyah again. He shouldn't begin from where the guy went mute, but he should begin from the beginning of the Aliyah. Why? Because if you're going to say it, the second guy starts from the place where the first guy left off. Then the first psukim got a bracha. Right? Because the first psukim, he made a bracha on. The first fellow. Nisbarchalifnein had a bracha beforehand. Lonisbarchalachrein, yet they didn't have a bracha afterwards, because the next guy got up was disassociated from those psukim. Vachronim, and the latter psukim, Nisbarchalachrein, they got a bracha afterwards, when the guy who got this aliyah, in lieu of the first, instead of the first guy makes the bracha, afterwards, but they would not have had a bracha before, because the bracha before them, this fellow didn't make. So there, even it says, Torah Hashem Temima, the Torah of God is whole and complete. So since that's the case, she was not, she's restoring the stole. So it say, Kula Temima, it should be complete. So therefore, if somebody goes silent in the middle, you go back to the guy who takes his place, goes back to the beginning of Aliyah, makes a new bracha, and starts over again. In order that all psukim we lain should be sandwiched between two brachas, one at the beginning, one at the end.
I mean, this is similar to if there's a puzzle in the middle of an Aliyah in the same
Torah. It's similar. We actually don't, it seems that in that case, we usually don't go back and make a new bracha, because the guy doesn't stand down. Right, this way about where the guy who made the bracha stood down. But here is where the guy who made the bracha doesn't stand down. So his bracha still exists.
So they just resume the middle of the laning in the middle of
It's a big machlokus, what exactly we do. But generally speaking, yes, you would just go to the next Sefer Torah silently. You know, the Sefer Torah and continue. And his bracha would still apply. This way about where the fellow who made Aliyah was silent, so he had to switch chazanim. Okay? Says Martani, we learned, Lo Yushtayin Korah V'Torah, two people should not be laning. Vechem V'Targum, one translating, because it's hard to hear two people. Om Rabbi Zira said, Mivnei Bracha. The reason is, not because of Kriya itself, but because of the Bracha. So two people shouldn't make the Bracha. Says Gemara, Is loch lemei marmi bnei ha-bracha. What does it do to bracha? Ela mishum she'en shnei kolos nichnasei toch al ozen achas. Rather, it's because, you know, I'm missing the first one. I had two more handouts at the beginning, first two pages, but I can't find them. Somebody maybe took them home. So I think you're stuck with this Gemara.
It's a bigger print.
That's a slightly bigger one I'm using. Okay? No, that's okay. Okay, so says Gemara, we're on page 80, Memon Base. You only have print on one side of the page there, so look for 80.
Okay.
So, this is a brought down by the Bavli, also in the Megillah. You can't hear two voices at once. Harmonizing doesn't work. So there you can't make out the actual laning. So that's why you shouldn't listen to two people laning. Says more, furthermore, Tani, we learn, Shnayin Karim B'Torah, on the other end, there's a brayza which says, two people can learn, read the Torah simultaneously. Weinstein, Maftir, and Benovi, it's just in the Novi that two people can't be Maftir. So this is also the sfar brought down in the Bavli by Megillah Esther. It says, I did the Chavivolei, since it's very precious to you, you can make it out. You pay attention, you'll hear what the actual words are. You won't just hear the harmony of the two voices together. So you're saying the same thing as Shubai Kriyas HaTorah. You'll make out, you'll discern what's going on. However, that's only true about the Torah, not about the Navi. Why is that, says the Gemara? Rabbi Ula said, because Kriyas HaTorah, the primary responsibility to lane, or to hear laning, is in the Torah. Vein Kriyas B'Navi, there is the responsibility to hear the Haftorah is only secondary. So therefore, for the laning, we say people will pay attention and they'll listen. They'll hear it. But for the Haftorah, people are not going to be diligent, they're not going to hear properly, and that's going to be a problem. Says more, I'm Rabbi Yeshua de Rumya. Rabbi Yeshua of Rumya said, Shlosh Advorim, three things, Ruban Umyutan Ra, too much and too little of them are bad, Ube Nonason, a medium amount, a moderate amount, is yuff is good. Hasor, sourdough, which is used to make batter rise. Too much is bad, too little is bad, a medium amount is good. Melach, salt, too much is bad, too little is good, a medium amount is good. To asiruf, and the refusal when somebody comes to ask you to be a chazan. You shouldn't refuse too much, you shouldn't refuse too little, but you should refuse a little bit. How so? B'tchilo ha-misarev. The first time the Gabbai asks you, you should refuse to go to the Omer. B'shniyah, the second time, ma'amim, you should stutter. B'shlishis, the third time, ratzuba, you should run to the Omer and take it. Rabbi Chuna, the Yasi B'chaknish, Rabbi Chuna, you have a place?
Yeah.
Rabbi Chuna was sitting in certain shul. Azel Chazana, the Gabbai came, and he started pleading with somebody, literally being matriachim, the Yale that should go up to the Omer of Lokiba Lovi, and this guy refused to go. Bisofa, in the end, Aso, the guy refused to go up, Aso gave Rabbi Lezer, came to Rabbi Lezer. Omer Lein, he said to Rabbi Lezer, Lo Yichos Mori Alai, my master should not be upset at me. Begin the law of Ina Mitar, since I wasn't fully awake, in other words, I didn't feel fully up to it, lo, at least that's why I didn't go up. In other words, sometimes you can refuse because you don't feel up to it. Amar Lein, Rabbi Lezer said to him, Loch lo kais, I'm not going to matter you. You had a legitimate excuse not to go. El Alodein, I'm upset at that guy, the Atrich, who bothered you so much after it was clear that you're not suitable, not capable of going up right now. Batiti, and that mice happened with a fellow named Batiti, who was the Shliach Tzibur. Ishtatik, he went silent. He lost his voice. Bofani. By Bofani v'chayas HaKodesh, Barash Kodomis Nasin L'mas Sarafim. In the middle of Shacharis, in the Birkos Kriyashma. Asu M'shan Rabbi Avun. So the king asked Rabbi Avun what to do. Amal and Rabbi Avun. So Rabbi Avun said, B'shem Rishub Alev, Nehme Rishub Alevi, Zesha Oiver Tchila, Zesha Oiver Tachtov, the guy who takes Batite's place, Yaslim and Mokum Shapasa can start where Batite stopped. Ask more Amrulay, they said, they asked him, what did we learn? matzim mitchilas habrachos etorzeh. You have to start from the beginning of the bracha where the guy made the mistake, so you should have to go back all the way to Yotzer v'rechoshe choseh shalom b'retzako. Why can he, the guy who takes over, start from v'opanim chayis ha-kodesh? Says Maram alone, so he said to us, mikem and danisun kedushta k'mishu tchilas bracha. There's really an a pause there, although it's obviously not clear on the sitter. But v'opanim chayis ha-kodesh, where once you say the kedusha, Kadosh, 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 and Baruch, so then Lakel Baruch Nimo Sitainer is really the beginning of a new bracha. It's not really the beginning of a new bracha, but it's the status of you bringing a new bracha. So therefore, if Petite got through Kedusha, the next person who gets up only has to start from Kedusha, doesn't have to start from the beginning of the bracha. Okay? Says the mission further. And we pass like this, Elohim Isa, if this ever Rachman and son happens, then the chazan goes mute in the middle of davening. What? If he's at that point, if he's at that juncture. If he's in the middle of any other bracha, then whoever gets up continues from goes back to the beginning of the bracha.
I'm just trying to remember because they had...
You had such a bracha?
It was either Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur or Kolo.
Where?
The Kolo. Lakewood Kolo.
That somebody had to stop in the middle?
Someone with a horse stroke. Just
so it's got a horse.
Arthritis just went out and his voice went out.
So he's supposed to start from the beginning of the bracha. That's where he's supposed to be.
I just don't remember. No. It was the piyutim, or what? I don't remember.
Maybe the piyutim are different because the piyutim are really not part of the seder of chazor tushat. But generally, I can't imagine they say piyutim.
It had to be chazor tushat. I don't remember.
In any event, that's this dialogue. Hold on, we leave near table now. If somebody is the chazan, lo yane omen achar koni mami, he shouldn't say omen after the birkas koni, netir, because he's going to get confused. For the mori mentioned koin eluv, there's no other koin besides the shliach tzibur, lo yisayis kapa, we shouldn't duchen. V'im after chosahu, no says kapa, because of tizla, so if he's sure that he can duchen and go back to his davening in the proper order, Rashai is allowed to duchen in the middle of Shemon Esrei. Tani we learned, Hapoyes et Shema. Somebody who's saying, somebody says Borchu. Poyes Shema is literally somebody who says half of Shema, but here means the Borchu, after davening. Borchu is near table, even during davening, I guess, according to the context. Anybody says Borchu, Borchu is near table, or somebody who's going into Be'er Shliach Tzibur, but no says Kaba, somebody's going to Duchon, Va'akori B'Torah, somebody's going to Lane, Ma'atim Navi, somebody's going to say Torah, Va'amavorech al Achas Mikol Mitzvah Samurz B'Torah, and somebody makes a broken ain't the Mitzvah Shliach in the Torah, Lo Yaneh Amein Acharetz, Lo Yaneh Acharetz Mo Amein, shouldn't answer Amein to his own bracha. V'imana, if he said Amein to his own bracha, I raise a boor. He's an idiot. Istani, Some people learned Tanya raised a boor. We learned that they learned in a brisa that a person who had so made his own brachos is an idiot. If he's Tani, that somebody to the others who learned Tani who learned I raise a chacham. Anybody who answers a main after his own bracha is the opposite of a boor. He's a chacham. He's a wise man. So how do we reconcile those two brisas? Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista said, Man da mar I raise a chacham. He who says that he's a chacham, bonim b'sof. It's when he answers at the end of a series of brachos. And this is an interesting thing. The Sfaradim do this. Sfaradim have like an ashkivenu, which is the last bracha in the series of brachos, Birkos Kriya Shema at night, Shomram Oisrolaad, they answer amen to their own bracha. They have several other brachos like that where they answer amen. The parameter, according to the Yushalmi, is wherever it's a bracha which is at the end of a series, you answer amen. And the truth is, the Mashpiach points out, we have a vestige of this concept by us. How so? Because at the end of Shemon Esrei, for instance, we have, at the end we say, Oser Shalom B'Rav, we answer Shalom B'Lin Va'Ko Yisro, V'Imru Amen. So we say amen to our own bracha. At the end of benching, we say, B'nei B'Racham Avu Shalom Amen. That's benching D'Raisa. Rabbanan added on another bracha, the bracha of Ayichas Reinu. We even say Amen after that bracha. Where do we say Amen? at the end of Magdil, Magdil Shul Smakov Osachesalim Shachol, Ludovia Zaradallah, Moshe Shalom Biram Lovi, Yasser Shalom Alinva Koysov Yimru Amen. So that's that Amen at the end of benching. So there are vestiges of this minhag even by us, where we say, even by the Ashkenazim, where we answer Amen to our own brachas. So as long as it's the last brach in a series, a sof, then there isn't any to answer Amen, even at your own bracha. Okay? He who says that it's an improper mode of conduct, that it's boorish, that's bonal kol bracha bracha, if you answer Amen on each and every bracha you make. I'm Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said, we're up to Mem Alef Amar Alef. For the first page, you'll have to use a small one. Mem Alef Amar Alef. Shnayim Yisrael ve'echad Kohen. If there are two Yisraelim and one is a Kohen, v'matzim es haKohen. We put the Kohen in the middle. Now, this is coming out of left field. That's why the Mashbiach says that this is also the bottom of Memo Beis. It said Amar Rabbi Chanina. He changed it to Amar Rabbi Chisda. So he says at least it should be the same Amoro made the previous statement making this statement, otherwise it's out of left field why the statement should be here. So it says, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Shnayim Yisrael, if there are two regular Jews, Vecha Kohen and one Kohen, the Matzin is a Kohen, the Kohen walks in the middle, because that's considered to be a more distinguished way of walking. That the Kohen walks in the middle, he's flanked by the two Yisraelis.
This is in the street?
In the street, yeah. Walking down the street. Amos said, when is this true? It's Manchukum Shalom, they're all of equal stature. Avoli Moya Echomen Tavichomi, but if one of them is Tamu Chochom, the Matzin is a Chover, then the Tamu Chochom walks in the middle. And this is Aloch Lamaisa. When two people are walking, the more distinguished one should walk on the right. When three people are walking, the more distinguished one walks in the middle. Okay? That's Derech Kovod. I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi. Shimon Levi said, even though I am a Tamba Chacham, I never took the Aliyah before a Kohen, which is our custom nowadays. Even Tamba Chacham, don't get the Aliyah before Kohanim, even though it's on the books that the Tamba Chacham is allowed to proceed, take precedence over the Kohen. At the other end, he says, don't think it's just because I was so squeamish about my own Kohen that I was such a big onuf. No, I never let any Yisrael go before me, because I was the biggest Tamu Chacham. But nonetheless, I never went before a Kohen. Okay? So it says that, obviously, what his point is, that vis-a-vis Kohanim, one should assume that one is not a bigger Tamu Chacham than a Kohen, even if it might be obvious that one is. Kokoi Chom, Rabbi Yudim and Paziv Shem Rabbi Lezer said, Kokoi Chom Beis HaKnesses, any Kohen is standing at Shul. Veino Noseis Kapo, and doesn't duchen over by say transgresses the mitzvah sasei. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yudim and Pazi, who was a Kohen, Karavatosh when he was weak and couldn't go up to duchen, have a chazik reishi would hold his head, v'kailei achorei amud and stand behind a pillar in the shul, showing that he was not feeling well and standing at some distance in order that he shouldn't transgress the asei, because this way he's showing people that there's a reason why he's not going up. Says the Gemara, and he's also hiding a little bit. Rabbi Lezer, in order to be more machmir, not walk all the way out. This is in fact what we do when we don't want to give a Kohen an aliyah. We ask the Kohen to walk out of the room. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Acha and Rabbi Tanchuma, Rabbi Barachia, both said b'shem Rabbi Simloi, in name Rabbi Simloi, Ir Shakula Kohanim. You are sitting the entirety of which is made up of Kohanim. Noisim is kapein, they duchen nonetheless. L'miyem b'varchim, who are they benching? Says the Gemara, La'achem Shabbatzav, and they're benching their brethren in the north. La'achem Shabbatzav, their brethren in the south. La'achem Shemizrav, their brethren in the east. La'achem Shemarav, and their brethren in the west. They're blessing people all over the world. Aye! Umiyon Achreim, Amen. That's the case who's going to answer Amen to their brachos. Says the Gemara, nope. Hanashim Vataf. The women and children are on shore. So I'm not sure whether Yerushalmi didn't say we're benching the women and children. This is unclear to me. Why can Yerushalmi just say, Yerushalmi says, Lamim and Barchim, Yerushalmi has to say the people outside the shul. Why can the Rishonim just say they were benching the women and children? I don't know. I didn't see what it was. It seems like you're supposed to ensure that there are people who answer Amen to your brachos. That's why even though we're not makbid on it, ideally one is supposed to say all one's brachos out loud. So people can say Amen to your brachos. Now, is it mandatory? It sounds like you're showing me that it's even mandatory, but obviously it's not. It's not. You're correct.
It's almost like
the intrinsic part of a brachos that it should be something to answer Amen. That's what it sounds like. But again, it's difficult to say that because A, so then you should never be able to make a brachos unless there's somebody around, and B, in this case, once there are people around to answer Amen, so what's the other kasha who you're blessing? I don't know, I can't answer it. I don't know the answer. Says what? Tani, we learned Abaye. Abaye learned Beirai Yomin, Asar Min Yomin. Homni La Chore Kwanim, people stand behind the Kwanim, Einem Bechal Bracha, not including the Bracha. Because they exclude themselves by standing behind the Kwanim, so you have to stand in front of the Kwanim. Homni Lifne Kwanim, those who stand over in front of the Kwanim, even if there's a wall of metal between the Kwanim and the people saying before them, they are still blessed. And the bracha breaches the wall. What about people on the sides of the Kwanim? Let's learn from this halacha by sprinkling paradumer waters. The scavenging lazos in front of you intended to sprinkle something in front of you. These are lachorav you sprinkle behind yourself and went instead. Or lachorav you intended to sprinkle behind you. These are in front of you sprinkle before instead. Hazuyasubsula. You have to be sprinkling the same general direction as you intend. In front of you intended to sprinkle the people in front of you. These are saying you sprinkled sideways instead. Shalafonav Hazuyasub, shalafonav on the sides which are before you. As they also share it, then your azoya is good. So if we see that, it means that the paraduma, even if you're sprinkling forward, sideways is counted in being forward. So the same thing we extrapolate from that here too as well. Hadamra, this teaches us, even those who stand on the side of the Kwanim, also including the Brach, as long as they don't stand before the Kwanim, in front of, behind the Kwanim. Amar Rav Chisra said, the tzorech shiach chazan Yisrael. Regardless, the chazan, the shliach tzibur, has to be Yisrael. Says Gemara, Rav Nachman Omar. Well, that's period. New thing. Rav Nachman Yaakov Omar. Imayah kohen echon. If there was one kohen duchening the shul, Omer kohen. He's called out to say kohen, which is his signal to start. When you were starting, there were two Omer kohanim. You say kohanim. Omer Chizkiz said a few coin echot. Even if there's only one coin present, Omer Kwanim, you say the word Kwanim, I, it's plural. Shein Okoy Leshevet, you're calling out to people from the tribe, not to the amount of Kwanim specifically present. Well, on Lemaisa, the way we paskin is we don't say Kwanim if there's only one coin present. We don't even say Kohen. The Kohen starts doing it, on his own. The Kohen just starts to bruch on his own. Now, in Chutzlaretz, I know we don't adhere to that all the time. Chutzlaretz, there's a law of someone ambiguous, but in Eretz Yisrael, this is very stringent. If there are more than one coin present, they say Kohanim. If there's only one coin present, they don't say anything at all. And that's what the Bavli says explicitly, not to say anything at all. Okay? No, our Mishnah said, before you came in, the Mishnah said that it's prayed that the chazan should not stop for Birkos Kohanim if he's a Kohen, unless you're sure it's going to be able to go back and do the, and not get confused by having Duchen in the middle. So if Chitz is obviously telling us that it's best for the Kohen to be, best for the chazan to be Yisrael. But once you brought that up, there is a different interpretation of chazan. Another interpretation of chazan is that it's the Gabbai. And it's not the chazan, and in Eretz Yisrael you'll remember, it's not the chazan, in the chutzlar it's the kohen. I mean, the chazan says kohen or kohan, says kohanim. In Eretz Yisrael, it's not the chazan who says it. It's a gabbai or somebody else, right? So the shiloh would probably be how you interpret the word chazan here. Normally the word chazan in the Talmud, both Talmudim, does not mean the Shliach Tzibur. Who does it refer to? Usually the Shamish or the Gabbai. Chazan HaKnesses is the Shamish or the Gabbai. The word for the person who's davening for the Tzibur is always Shliach Tzibur. So here one could say that in addition to our Mishnah, which recommended that the Kohen who is going up to be the Chazan should not be Duchon, here is saying a different thing, that the person who's calling out Kohanim should be a Yisrael, and he's not the Chazan himself, but rather the Gabbai, who in Talmudic parlance is also called the Chazan. That might even be in the Pnei Moshe, but let me see. No, it's not in the Pnei Moshe. But the other Mephoshim bring that down. Okay. Says one or further. Says the Mishnah further. Hamispal of the Torah. Some of you daven, and he made a mistake. Simon L'Roi Lo. It's a bad sign for him. Vim Shliach Tzibur, if it's a Shliach Tzibur, Simon L'Roi Lo Shochov, it's a bad sign for his, for the people, for whose agent he is. Shashluch Shalad and Kamoso. The agent of an individual is like that individual. So therefore he messes us up. Omer Lo Reichei Medoisa. On the other hand, they say Barachinina Medoisa. Shemispal El Chulim is down for sick people. Oimer, and after that we'd say, Zechai, this one will live, Mizem Mace, and this one will die. Amrullah, so they said to him, Minayin Atayadeh, how do you know this? Amrullah, he said, Im Shkurot Tfilas Mifi, if my tefillah goes smoothly in my mouth, Yodani Shani Makuba, I know I'm accepted, and that the guy will live. Milav, if it doesn't go smoothly, Yodani Shul Matur, if I know my tefillah's been ripped up, and the guy's gonna die.
Another mystical attribute.
No, that's right. He had tremendous koichos. Rabbi Yaakov bar Yaakov Amar Uvad Ba'avos. The only time a mistake in the, is a bad sign for a person is if it's in the first bracha Shemon Esrei, which is the most critical bracha.
Maisa, we have a Maisa Bran Gamliel Shechol Benoi. His son got sick. The Shalach Shneita Milchamim. He sent two Talmidei Chachamim, Etzar Chinam Ben Doisa, to Rabbi Chinam Ben Doisa, Be'iro, in the city to daven for his sick children. Omar Lon, Sari Chinam Ben Doisa said to the students, Hamtinuli, wait for me, Achale Laliyah, until I go up to my attic, and I daven. Volo Laliyah, went up to the attic, V'yar, and he came down. Omar Lon said, he said to him, but said to the messengers, Batuach ani, I am certain, Sheni noach benosh Ram Gamliel Micholio, that Ram Gamliel's son has rested from his disease. And the Simu, they concluded later on, or they ascertained later on, but that also show at that time, exactly at that time, Chaim Adonis is telling him that his fever broke, and Tava made Mosin, he requested for food to eat. Amr Shmuel ben Achmedi, Shmuel Nachmani said, "Inkivata slibcha b'tfila. If you focus your heart in your davening, teimu vusar. You should have the tidings. Shenishma tfila secha that your tfila has been accepted. Umatama pasuk teaches us this. Tachin liva if their heart is prepared. Takshiva aznecha your ears Hashem hear. Amar Shubalevi said, Im asu siv sois of shodam tenuva. If a person's mouth the person's lips have been expressive. Yehemu Vusar, you can be sure, should receive tidings. Shunishma Tfiloso, that his tefillah has been accepted. Matam, what the Pasuk teaches does this. Nivs Fasayim, Aboy Nivs Fasayim, he created the expression of the lips. Shalom, Shalom, La Rochok, La Korvam, Hashem Fasim. So for such people, who use their expression of lips. I guess Bori here is talking really about the person who's davening. So when that person can express himself properly, so then there's peace unto him, whether he's near or far, Hashem helps him out. Okay? Hadru lochem ondim nuberg. Ketzam vachim ha-peretz ha-yulon. How we make a broch on fruit and on fruit of the tree. I'm sorry. Read that badly. Ketzam vachim ha-peretz. Question mark. Our parents said on fruit of the tree, who omer you say, by priates. Chutz min ha-yayin, except for wine. Shall yayin omer, bar priya gofen, on wine say, bar priya gofen. For our parents are it's on vegetables, Omer bar piadom, you make a bar piadom al chutz min hapas, except for bread, which comes from the fruit of the ground, yet nonetheless, shuoy me amotzi, huo me amotzi lech min odzitzei amotzi on it. Ayu rokois, on vegetables, huo me you say bar piadom, Rabbi, parasaurus includes not just vegetables, but all sorts of things which grow on the ground. Irokos are specifically vegetables, so that you say bar piadoma. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, boring mine deshoim, those which grow as grasses on the ground, like onions, I guess, and stuff like that, for those who make a boring mine deshoim, thank God for the types of grasses which you created. Okay? Says the Gemara further. See. Now you can use this. See, it says, "Lashem Aretzum Lo." To God is the world, and everything which is in it. Tevel, the creation, v'yoshibo, and those who dwell in it. Hanene klumina olam. Somebody derives benefit from this world. Ma, since it belongs to Hashem, it's meila. He's having unlicensed. Benefit or pleasure from that which is holy. What unlocks the benefit for him? What allows him to eat or to drink? Says the Gemara, Achiatir lo mitzvahs, until the mitzvahs permitted to him. Now what's Achiatir lo mitzvahs? So he says a bracha. That's one interpretation. There are, however, a gazillion interpretations, maybe even more, of this line. Another interpretation is taken. A really, really Polish explanation. Polish, I don't mean in Chicago, it's such a Polish, but like pilpalistic type of interpretation. They say that you're not allowed to be nana from the world without a bracha until you're in a situation in which we're matir you not to do mitzvahs. Until we allow you to get away without doing mitzvahs. Who doesn't have to do mitzvahs? Who's exempt from mitzvahs? Besides a dead person. No? That's all true. But the case they bring down specifically is a chola, sheish po sakana. Chola sheish po sakana, pikoach nefesh, he doesn't have to keep mitzvahs. So he's also exempt from bracha. Well, the truth is, you're right, I like your connection too. And Onan is parted from all mitzvahs, he's also parted from bracha. So it means you're not allowed to be nana, mino ilam! Until without a bracha, until they're matir all mitzvahs for you. That's another interpretation they give. That's the second interpretation. So the first interpretation is you're not allowed to be nana for a long. Achitul come in low mitzvahs until the mitzvahs allow you to derive benefit, which is until you make a bracha. The second interpretation is you're not allowed to derive benefit from the world without a bracha until your situation where you don't have to be mekayim mitzvahs. Then you don't have to say a bracha either. A third interpretation that they give is you're not allowed to do a mitzvah until you do a bracha. Until you say a bracha. It says, Anene klumin olamo ad shiatirulo, until the bracha allows you to do the mitzvah. But you're not even allowed to do a mitzvah until you say a bracha first. Okay, but the parsha pshat is the first pshat, that the mitzvahs, the brachas, what are the opening key to allow you to get anor from this world. How so?
Yeah.
For some people, my understanding is it's in effect, it's quasi bracha. So therefore, whenever they do some kind of mitzvah, you say mitzvahs. It could be, maybe. I'm not sure. Yeah, why would you need more than the bracha itself? But what they do learn from this, the Charedim says from this, is that. According to opinion that says you're not allowed to do a mitzvah until you do a bracha. So there are those Rishonim, even Rishonim, that all mitzvahs have brachas. We don't hold that way. We don't make brachas on staka and a whole bunch of other mitzvahs. But the Rishonim held every mitzvah has a bracha. And that's what it says here. You're not allowed to do a mitzvah until you make a bracha on it. Okay, so there is such a concept. It says, Mohammed Abi Avor Vos and another drasha. See if it says, pentik tasham le'azer asher tizra, lest the crop will become sacred. Utfuas hakerem, and the grain of the vineyard, says Gemara, la'olam kulo, the world in its entirety mlua, and all its contents, asui kikerem, they're like a vineyard. And we know a vineyard, for the first 3 years, is prohibited. And the fourth year, before you eat it, you have to redeem it. Mao Pijono, what's the redemption price of the world? Bracha, you have to make a bracha. So the Mashbiach says he learned the Gzeres Shavah here. It says in the first pasuk, Lashem Artsu Muloa, and here it says, Petikta Shamalea. He says that the whole world is like a Karen, right? Like a Karen, which is called a Malea. So therefore we say, it's like a kerem that you're not allowed to derive any benefit from it until you redeem it with a bracha. Says Rabbi Chizkiah, Rabbi Yirmiyah, and Rabbi Avin, also B'Shem Yishloh, Rabbi Shem Melakish. Amarto LaHashem, you said to God, Hashem Ato, you are my God, Tovasi Ba'alecha, my favor should not be upon you. And what does this mean? Imachalto Be'rachto, it means if you made a bracha, in other words, Amarta Hashem, then kilu mishachal, it's as if you don't owe Hashem any favors anymore. You're eating from your own food. So even if you don't make a bracha, you're eating Hashem stuff. That's why it's called me'ila. But once you make a bracha, you can say, Tavasi ba'alecha. I'm not eating your stuff. I made a bracha. The bracha allows me to eat it, and it's no longer considered to be a type of me'ila. Tovacher, another interpretation is, Tovasi ba'alecha, what is my tova, should not be upon you. Darsha differently. Mivalani tovasi b'gufcha, Hashem says to Klai Yisrael, I am expending or using up my goodness in your body. Now this could be taken as a positive statement, as a negative statement. Hashem says, look what a wonderful thing I do to you. All the goodness which I create in this world, all the good food and stuff, you get to use it in your body. Another interpretation is that it's derogatory. It's saying, I create all this good stuff and it's just wasted upon you. Because you're just using it for material needs. You're not using it in order to become more spiritually elevated. There's a third pshat, which is a nice pshat we're given. Oh, I think, I forget who says it. One of the Perushim says that it means that my tavasi baal alecha, baal means to wear out. And there are two, one could either, a lot of things which you mankind uses, they outlast him. Clothing. My bracha to you will get worn out when it's upon you. In other words, you will outlast the goodness which I give you. It'll wear out before you wear out. Tavasi bao, my goodness will wear out alecha upon you before you wear out. Tavrach, in another interpretation, Tavasi bao alecha, meaning yivalu luko atoivos, may all the good things be mixed together and made into one entity, fiyavol lechon, then all those brachas, it's a package deal, should come down to you. So there should be balul. Balul means to be mixed together, come down to you as a package deal. Kibar that, Amar Rav Yacha said, ma'u bal alecha, another interpretation, what does bal alecha mean? Sheini mevi tovol olam, I will not bring any goodness to the world. If not, in other words, without you saying so, I won't bring any goodness to the world. Hashem says to Am Yisrael, you guys got to turn on the faucet. For bracha to come down to the world, Am Yisrael has to pray and request it. Otherwise, there's no bracha. Howie, what's the Kumat Atoma? Like it says, similarly to what Yosef was told by Paro, Ubal Olecha, Balodecha, right? I'm reading the word intentionally wrong in order to show you the comparison which Yerushalmi is making. Baal Olecha, where Drew is saying, is a similar thing to Bil Odecha. And therefore, Bil Odecha, without you, Lo Yorim Ishas Yodo, Shapar says to Yosef, without you, nobody's going to be able to lift up their hand. So too, Hashem says to us, Baal Olecha, Tovasi, without you, I'm not going to give any good to the world. So Am Yisrael is really like the faucet to turn on
the bounty of Hashem coming down to the world. Tani, we learned. Rabbi Chia says, Kodesh Hilulim. The world is sacred to praise God. Melamed, it's teaching us, Shutom Bracha Lefanov. It requires a bracha beforehand, and La'achrav as well, because it says Hilulim. Hilulim means two praises, one before and one after. Lamaisa, we paskin praises after we're praying. We paskin bracha Rishon as Drabbanan, not Doraisa. But it sounds from the Yerushalmi that it's almost a, I don't know, again, maybe it's just an asmachta. It's a pretty strong drasha in the Torah to say requires a bracha both before and after. Rabbi Akiva, Mikana Yar, Rabbi Akiva, Omer from Yer Akiva said, Lo yita adam klum a person should not taste a thing at Shivarach until he makes a bracha. Rabbi Chanai, now here's a very, very difficult case. All the Farshim would go nuts over this case. Rabbi Chagai for Rabbi Yirmiyah. They went to a store. Kafat Rabbi Chagai Birchalim. So Rabbi Chagai jumped and made a bracha upon them. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah. The question is, what is Aleihin? About, on what? So Rabbi Yirmiyah, I'll come back in a second. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah said to Rabbi Chagai, Yosavata, you did a good thing. Shekol mitzvahs tunin brachas, because all the mitzvahs tunos bracha, all mitzvahs require bracha. Shaz, what were they doing? What was the mitzvah? So the charedim, the Pnei Moshe says it wasn't a mitzvah. It means eating, or maybe fragrances, because you know the brachas and fragrances as well. And mitzvahs means things with which you do mitzvahs, yeah, food, drink, you know, stuff like that. So what he meant is that when you go into a store, meaning when he came into the store and he smelled something, or he tasted something, he made a bracha. And he was giving you a shkoyach, oh, that's very good that he made a bracha. There are two other interpretations. Another interpretation of Chan Vosso is, and I like this interpretation, is Charedim, it says, he went in to check the weights and measures of the store. Oh, you're going to check the weights and measures, that's a mitzvah. He made a bracha. Hashem Kishom Tzavet Tzivanu, leave Dokas Hamishkolos. So he said, Rabbi Yirmiyah said to Rabbi Chagai, it's a good thing. You're supposed to make a bracha in every mitzvah. Again, we don't make these brachas. We have lost. If you take this perspective in Yerushalmi, like I said a few minutes ago, we have lost many of the brachas on mitzvahs. But according to this perspective, every mitzvah has a bracha. So the interpretation of Chan Vosso was, it says that Sanhedrin used to sit in a chanus. You know, storefront shuls? So they used to have storefront Sanhedrins. So the Sanhedrin, so no interpretation that they went to the Sanhedrin, where they both sat, to pass in Dinei Torah. So he made a bracha on the mitzvah of sitting in judgment. Now, we don't make a bracha on that. But he made a bracha. And they tell him, it's a good thing that he made a bracha. So the bottom line is, we don't know exactly what they were doing in this chanus, but here, as a result, Rabbi Chagai made a bracha. And Rabbi Yirmiyah is praising him. And likely, it was something which is a chiddush. One other interpretation I'll tell you is that Rabbi Chagai went in, wherever they went in, just get a little taste. Now, on a taste, you normally don't make a bracha. You make a bracha if you consume. But Rabbi Chagai was machmir. He got anor from the taste, so therefore he made a bracha as well. Okay?
What was the big mitzvah for going in? What creates a chiv that this guy should go and start measuring
weights and measures? So mitzvah d'oraisa for the chachamim to go around to all the stores and check the weights and measures.
As a normal procedure.
Yeah.
But this was not a normal procedure.
Why it says not?
Apparently they just walked into a store. They weren't
No. No, they're walking for that reason. That's according to this interpretation. They're walking to the store in order to check the weights and measures. Badafka.
Because he walked in and found an honest weight measure.
I have no problem with that. Yeah. My problem is that these guys were not good. This was not the commissioner of weights and measures. They were just walking into the store.
Right. The thing is, we're really trying to find a mitzvah. That's really, and this is a mitzvah we can find. And that was
the first one where someone walks in to make a bracha is good enough.
No, but look at the next case. Says the Rabbi Tanchum Rabbi Abba Bar Kana, B'shem Rabbi Loz Bosan Rabbi Loz Avet Nolchos Luchos Heaven. Says I gave you the tablets of stone, the Torah and the mitzvah. Hikis Cholah Mitzvah is a parallel drum between Torah and Mitzvahs. My Torah Tuna Bracha, just like Torah requires a Bracha, Af Mitzvahs Tuna's Bracha, so too Mitzvahs require a Bracha. So we see clear, it sounds like the previous case is talking about Birchas HaMitzvos. Because here we bring immediately thereafter and say that Mitzvahs require a Bracha. And again, as I said, it seems like they made Brachas on many more Mitzvahs back then than we make today. Says Rabbi Yochanan Nosav Zeiso. Now he is amazing, they're not amazing, but a very, very important Yerushalmi, fundamental to Halacha. Rabbi Yochanan Nosav Zeiso. Yochanan took an olive. Ubirich Lefanei made a bracha. Ubirich Lefanei made a bracha before and by prayers. Ulachrov and afterwards, Aleitz or prayers. Father Rabbi Chia Bar Avraham is takaber. Rabbi Chia Bar Avraham was staring at him. Omer Rabbi Yochanan said, Bavlaya! You stupid Babylonian, you. It doesn't say stupid here. But that was the import, right? Kat lamat mistakobi. Why are you looking at me who stood like this? Leislach, don't you hold. Koshimi means Shiva, anything which is on the Shiva Saminim. Tom, bracha before and bracha requires a bracha before and a bracha afterwards. So he said, Islay. He held of that. Umatsri chalei. What was bothering him? In other words, why did he need to stay at Rabbi Chia Bar Avraham? Because an olive has a pit in it. So an olive is less than a kezias. If I have less than a kezias, I can make a bracha achron on it. Bracha rishoni make even a mashu. Bracha achron only on a kezias. If they say Rabbi Yochanan shagagiloso me'amaito, the matoso, doesn't Rabbi Yochanan hold that the pit makes it less than a kezias? Ma'avale Rabbi Yochanan, why did Rabbi Yochanan do it? Says the Yerushalmi, a tremendous chiddush. Mishum birya. Because it was a whole fruit. Now, before we go on, the Bavli has the same kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. And where Bavli says, no, Rabbi Yochanan took a large olive, which is larger than the regular kezias. So even with the pit, even if you take into account the pit, it was still large enough to make a bracha achroina. But it's not what Yerushalmi says a chiddush. Yerushalmi says, anytime you have a whole fruit, you make a bracha achrona. Says the Gemara, Milsei, the Rabbi Yochanan Amara, the words Rabbi Yochanan tell us, in other words, Milsei, I don't know if I've ever said this outright, but when the term Milsei Amara in the Yerushalmi is equivalent to the term Shema Mina in the Bavli. So Milsei, the Rabbi Yochanan Amara is like saying, Shema Mina be Rabbi Yochanan. We hear from Rabbi Yochanan, Shekein afilu ocha preda chashonov, that if you ate one, grape, or preda chashrimon, even one of those little things in the pomegranate, one of those little things, not the fruits, one of the little seeds, yeah. Shuton bracha panei achar achreya. You have to make a bracha before and after. Bari prayers before, and Shiva Saminim, olives, these are Shiva Saminim, Aleitz or prayers afterwards. Now, before we go on, it's a tremendous, this causes tremendous anxiety in the postgame. Does the Bavli argue in the Shami? By virtue of the fact that the Bavli gives the answer, that's why there's a tremendously long mar upon him. By virtue of the fact that the Bavli says the answer, that he ate a larger olive, does the Bavli argue in the Shami? Or is it Bavli hold that one wants to give an answer that because it suspected that maybe Rabbi Yochanan was even eating a crushed olive? Because a crushed olive, when you get those pitted olives in your can, right, those are not birious, right, because they're pitted. The pits have been removed. In order to be eat a birya, you have to pop a whole olive with pit into your mouth and consume the pit. Otherwise, it's not a birya. Yeah.
That's what he did?
He ate the pit. The Rashba says he ate the pit. Otherwise, now, by olive, you might not like eating the pits, but by grapes, people eat the pits all the time, right? So that's the Shaila. When we say that the Bavli gave a different answer, is because the Bavli argues, because the Bavli, you know, wanted to address the different scenario where it's not a birya and cover that as well. So this comes down... in the halacha is a machlokas. This is not a machlokas which ends in the, you know, in the Rishonim. In the Shulchan Aruch itself, we have it says that since we don't know how to learn the Yerushalmi, it doesn't say in so many words in the Shulchan Aruch itself. The Shulchan Aruch is a terse work, but in the Nosei Kalim, Mishnah Berurah, and others say that since the Machlokas Yerushalmi in Bavli, and we don't know which is the proper approach, therefore a person should never eat a birya which is less than a kazayis. Because if you come eat a beer which is less than gazayis, you come to this whole area of Safek Brachos because of the potential Machlokas Yerushalmi and Bavli. Okay? Very much Allah Almighty. A new case. Yain Bismanchu Kemoshu. Wine, now, the Pnei Moshe and a lot of the other Mephoshim here changed the whole gears from this Gemara. With good reason, because of things they found in Rishonim in the Bavli and other places. But let's just learn the gear says it's written here. Yain, wine, Bismanchu Kemoshu, when it's as is, in other words, it hasn't yet been diluted and hasn't yet fermented. Oy mer Allah bar priates to make a bar priates. Very nicely many times you can't use it to wash before you eat. Bismachu mazuk when it's been diluted already, because all wine is consumed after it's been diluted. Oy mer Allah bar priates gofen, make a bar priates gofen. But not many a time you use it for washing. Why? Because it already has water in it. What's the primary component of washing? Water. Rabbi Lezer's approach. The Chachorim ben Chai ben Mazuk, whether it has been, whether it's still grape juice, it's still Chai, raw wine, ben Mazuk, whether it's been diluted. And it's in the Yerushalmi, doesn't really address the fermentation issue. But I'm assuming this incorrectly now upon sober reflection. But it could be that no pun intended. But it could be that the Yerushalmi is not different, not taking into account the dichotomy between grape juice and wine, but rather just the dichotomy between undiluted wine and diluted wine. Though it's undiluted wine is too strong. It's not real wine. It's the fruit of the grapes or make a bar priates. And since it's also undiluted, you only make a shackle. You can't use it to wash. That would because to according to Rabbi Lezer. And therefore only once it's diluted you make a bar priates gofen, and only then can you wash from it. That's what Rabbi Lezer. Chachamim say no. Chachamim ben chai ben mazuk, whether it is wine before it's diluted, or whether it's already diluted it has the chashivas of wine. Or marry a lot of you make a bari pregoffin on it, but no too many diamond, use it to wash. I'm Rabbi Abba said, if you do wash for it, ain't bo mishum ibud ochlin. It's not going to be a waste of food. Now, you should know in the Mephoshim, one of the reasons B'nai Moshe changes the gear so is because we do pask in Lamaisa that there is ibud ochlin. It's not proper to wash. Even though you're yotze washing, with grape juice, maybe even undiluted according to Rabbanan, because they don't require water in order to wash just a beverage. Nonetheless, we paskin you're not supposed to. So there, the Pnei Moshe wants to say, Om Rabbi Abba, Ein Bo Mishum Ibud Ochlin is going only in Rabbi Eliezer. Whereas, according to Chachamim, you're not allowed to wash from grape juice. And therefore he says that last line of Rabbi Abba should be going back, according to Rabbi Le, goes back to Rabbi Lezer, not a Chachamim. But it's interesting, it says, and posts can bring down, even those who are Machmir, and say, it's only by wine that he can't use that to wash, because it's too significant a beverage. But, let's say, Coca-Cola, you'd be allowed to use to wash. And Lamaisa, for those who wash my Machronim, if you're stuck at a table with none of my machronim, you're allowed to use Coca-Cola or any other beverage to wash my machronim. I think there's a second set over there, but he left. Can you give him the second hand? Okay. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi. We're on the bottom of page 83, Mr. Berenson. Mem Beis Amud Aleph. We're about to turn the page. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi said, B'shem Rabbi Yaakov, name Rabbi Yaakov, Shem and Zayis. Now we're on page 84. Mem Gimel on base. Not Mem Gimel base. Mem base on base. Shem and Zayis, olive oil. By the way, what time? I don't have a watch time. What time is it?
9 o'clock.
Shem and Zayis, Omer Lo Bar Preitz, make a Bar Preitz on it. Now the Bavli holds, if you drink olive oil straight up on the rocks, you don't make a brach on it because it's bad for you. It's not good for your health. So only if you eat it in a dilution, diluted with vegetable juice or something like that, then you make a bracha on it, because then it's okay. But the Yerushalmi doesn't seem to draw that distinction. So says the Gemara, Shemen Zayis, Amar Lo Bar Preitz, you make a Bar Preitz on it. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Papa, Kumi Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Yosef Bar Papa said in front of... Excuse me. In front of Rabbi Zira, Umasnisa Amro, you can infer this from our Mishnah. The Mishnah beginning of Ketzam Mevarchim. Mishnah says, Umasnisa Amro, Kain, Chutz Minayayin. Says the only thing which goes up in bracha, gets a better bracha when it becomes liquid, is wine. Shayayin Amar Bar Priya Goffin. Wine, you say Bar Priya Goffin. The Yayin Lav Shachuku isn't wine ground, in other words, extracted, just like olive oil. Aren't they the same? Velomar, and our Mishnah doesn't say there's any different bracha for any beverage, el chutz min hayayin, hashar kol hadvarim, however, any other substance, avo bishal shukimein, even though they have been ground or extracted, but ain't on ain, they retain the same quality. In other words, they don't go up a bracha, they retain the same bracha, which is bar preitz. Now, I think there's a great raya for the Chazon Ish. You don't know the Chazon Ish. I'm about to tell you the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish holds that on any juice, this is not like the Mishnah Berurah. Chazon Ish argues in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah holds on any fruit juice you make a shahakol. Chazon Ish says on any fruit juice you make a bar preitz. And I think the Chazon Ish makes a lot of sense. Rebar makes bar preitz and orange juice?
Yes.
Not from concentrate though, right? Only Tropicana. Yeah, because not from concentrate, it's mostly water. But on fresh squeezed orange juice, I would say, Chazon Ish doesn't draw a distinction if there's pulp or if no pulp. But I make on Grove Stand orange, me personally, on Grove Stand orange juice, I make always bar preitz, and the other orange juices I make shahako. But the Chazon Ish holds that on any fruit juice you make a bar preitz, and it chorus arrived from this Gemara, because Gemara says any time you extract a juice from the fruit, the bracha remains the same as the fruit itself.
Every time that what?
You extract a juice from the fruit itself, the bracha remains the same. Okay?
What about carrot juice?
The same thing. Biadoma. Yeah. Biadoma. Okay?
You can't recognize it anymore. I mean, whether it be...
That doesn't matter. Olive oil can't recognize either. That's the Mishnah Berurah Svar. Mishnah Berurah Svar is you can't recognize it anymore, and it doesn't retain the same character, so it doesn't retain the character. But the olive oil's not recognizable either. Okay? So it seems to be...
Beyond that, although Marlon said not by a beverage,
by potato chips. Well, they look like potatoes. You mean potato chips make a bari adama? They because they look like thinly sliced. That's not much less of a chinish. Yeah, that's what popcorn probably also makes a old adama, right? That's a bigger chinish. Popcorn is adama.
What do you make
bari
adama?
Popcorn. Adama.
What?
Popcorn.
Yeah, popcorn to make adoma.
Yeah. A lot of people make shakal and popcorn.
What?
A lot of people make shakal and popcorn.
Yeah. The corn is not the true corn.
But I make on cornflakes, I make a shakal. A lot of people make adoma on cornflakes, but I make shakal on cornflakes. Okay. What? It's made out of corn flour, I believe. It's not made out of cut corn. Yeah, it's different. Okay, says one. This is going to be a machlokas. In fact, we're going to it's going to come.
What about this mamalika? They make corn flour.
We'll come to this in a second. Says one. We're jumping the gun. Says one. Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Abba Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Abba Amar, I'm sorry, Rabbi Abba Amar, that Rav Shmuel Tarvein Omrin. Do you know the place, Mr. Benton?
What
daf
you on?
84. Third line up. Third line for the other. Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Abba Amar said Rav Shmuel Tarvein Omrin. Rav Shmuel both held Yerek Sholuk, cooked vegetables. Armel Lov Shakol Niyabidvaro. You make a shakol, cooked vegetables. Now, this is talking. The Charedim says this guy talking about a case about a vegetable which is better eaten raw than cooked. Because there are many many vegetables are better eaten cooked than raw. This is only about a vegetable which is better raw than cooked.
Carrots.
Yeah.
Carrot is cooked.
Yeah.
If the carrot is raw,
he's a real European then. Because Americans eat raw carrots. That's a European psak. I don't think it's America. We eat raw carrots in America. We're all Bugs Bunnies.
Most vegetables are eaten raw.
What? Well, nowadays, but in the old days it wasn't like that. The old days that.
You wouldn't eat a potato raw.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd say there are some exceptions. You're right.
Now, so let's see. Says when Yerek Rabbi Shmuel both said Yerek Shok Omer Lev Shakol Niyabidvaro. Rabbi Zira B'Shem Shmuel said Rashi Lefatos turnip heads Shesholkon, which you cooked Im Be'Ein Onein, if they haven't dissolved until if they haven't become mush Omer Lein Bari Piyadama, you would say Bari Piyadama Shokon, if they become mush Omer Aleim Shakol Niyabidvaro. You make a shakal. Rabbi Yossi said, "Umas nisa amra kain." Here it's a kasha. Does our Mishnah hold that way? The Mishnah says, actually, it's the next Mishnah, I believe. Was it our Mishnah? Chutz min apas. Was it the first Mishnah? First Mishnah came tomorrow and bring down bread.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, okay. Chutz min apas. It said, except for bread, sha'ala pas, huoymer moitzi lechem min oretz. On bread, you make a moitzi lechem min oretz. Umara ma, and what does this tell us? Upas lav shochuku, isn't bread ground? V'lo mar elo chutzin apas. It says here, what's the only thing which is ground, which changes its bracha? Bread. Hashaka is varim, anything else, avo bishashchuki meim, even though they're ground, be'enonein, they retain their character. So therefore, even ground turnips, mushy turnips, mashed potatoes, the bracha would be bari pri adama. And that's why we paskin that anything which is mashed, anything which is even though it's small pieces, you make the bracha bari pri adama. Now they want to make the case here. It's one of the mefarshim. I forget who wants to make the case that based on this, on cornbread, you'd also make a bari pri adama. It's a big machlokas what brach to make on cornbread. Some say even make a mazonas on it because it's like grain.
What do you mean by cornbread?
Only made out of corn flour.
Maize.
No, but there it was made also with regular flour. Yeah, maize. I mean maize. You there was made with regular flour as well, right?
I think so. Yeah,
we're talking about where it's made exclusively from corn flour. So that's the thing. There's a big machlokas. The chord sounds from this that a bread made out of any type of anything which is ground, bread which is made out of corn flour or potato bread. Potato flour, so on and so forth. It sounds pretty clear from this that it retains the character of the original substance.
So you
make a bari pri adama on it.
What about on the rice? Rice bread.
You make a mazonas according to this, according to Ushami.
That's
I'm just going by the Ushami right now.
What?
Yes, according to Ushami, you make a mazonas.
Why?
If you make a mazonos on rice bread, you make a mazonos. I'm not passing aloch l'maisa. I'm just telling you what the Yerushalmi would hold. Whatever bracha you make on the rice, you make on the rice bread.
Now, Lamaisa, again, I still said, I told you before, cornflakes, I make a shackle. Rabbi Klushkin has a tshuva on cornflakes, which he says he asked for Moshe. He says that the way cornflakes are made, it no longer retains it all. It's not just ground up. It loses the entire character of the original corn, and therefore it would be shackle. But if something retains the character, it was just ground up or made into small pieces, it retains the original bracha. Okay, says the Gemara, Rabbi Chiya bar Avraham b'shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Zayis kovish, if you have a pickled olive, I think most of the olives we eat today are pickled. I don't think we eat unpickled olives. So,
They're treated.
But green olives are always pickled. Black olives might be just treated. So in any event, Munom, I thought so. In any event, Zayis kovish, show me a little bird plate. So if it's a pickled olive, you make a bird creates. Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yev, the Shem Rabbi Yochanan says, Yerek Sholuk, I'm a little shakol niyavar. If you have a cooked vegetable, you make a shakol. Now the Gemara understands that this is a machlokus. That on the one hand, Rabbi Chiya Bar Avraham is saying, a pickled olive you make a shabbat bar adoma. Pickling is like cooking. And it's processed, it's treated. Now the other, Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yev says, right, kovish like a mevushal. Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yev says, Yerek Shalkum Elov Shalkum Elivar. Sounds like you don't make a difference. It sounds like the bracha changes once it's cooked and once it's pickled. So who's right? I'm Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchok. What time is it now?
9:10.
Okay. I'm Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchok. Masnisa Messiah Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes. The brisa goes like Rabbi. Thank you. Brisa goes like Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes. What does the brisa say? Avolo kivushim, v'lo shlukin, v'lo mevushalim. You're not allowed to use pickled, cooked. Shlukim is very cooked. Mevushalim is less cooked. Maror on Pesach. Now it can't be only in be'ein on hein adam yetsi dechavas on Pesach. Only if it's as is. In other words, raw maror are yetsi on Pesach, not cooked or treated in any way, shape, or form. So it's a riot to Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes. Cooking brings it down a notch, makes it a shackle, and makes it possible to use for more. Rabbi Zira said, Man Yoda Mishmisha says, it can't be Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes right. Can't be his right. Man Yoda Mashmo Amin Rabbi Yochanan Yos. Who knew to hear better from Rabbi Yochanan what he said? Rabbi Chiya Bar Avraham, was Rabbi Chiya Bar Avraham her better, or Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes? No, Rabbi Chiya Bar Avraham. Rabbi Chiya Bar Avraham was a much more accomplished student. But didn't he know better what Rabbi Yochanan said? So he must be right. And furthermore, I'll prove to you from another place that he's right. Min Madon and Chamayon, from that which we saw, Rabban and Rav Revaya, the great rabbis, they used to go in to eat a healthy food. They used to go into the health food stores to eat good food. And nasmin turmusin, they would take turmusin, which is a mysterious legume, the identity of which we are unsure of. I'm telling you, we don't know exactly what they are. But they used to take turmusin, and they used to make a burpi adama on these turmusim. The turmusim lav shlukim says in the Bavli, you have to cook turmusim 7 times in boiling hot water in order to make them edible. So we see that cooked vegetables, they make a burpi adama. That's like Rabbi Chiya Bar Avraham. What's his name? Yeah, Rabbi Chiya Bar Avraham. It's like Rabbi Chiya Bar Avraham. We see even a cooked vegetable can make a bar piyadoma. And the rye is on turmusi, we make a bar piyadoma. Says the Gemara, in Tamar Mastisa, hi, maybe you'll ask about the morar. Wow, so if that's the case, why can't you use cooked morar? Says Gemara, I'll tell you why. Says Gemara, because in Tamar to Mastisa, Shani, there it's different. Shamar Tara Meroirin says it has to be bitter. Turmusin and turmusim came into shock, and once you cook them, and we see they're no longer bitter. So if you cook mara, it's no longer bitter. But the bracha is still bar piyadama. Cook mara, cooked horseradish, you still make a bar piyadama on it. If you ate the horseradish, you know, which is pickled, you still make a bar piyadama on it. Why aren't you? It's a Pesach because it's not bitter. not because the bracha changed. So the Ritbaz here says, based on this, he says, I understand why how people use iceberg lettuce for maror. Says it's not bitter. He learns from the Yerushalmi that it's not good enough that it's called maror, it's got to be bitter. So therefore, he says that if the iceberg lettuce, he blives, he says, you take a look in the top read by, says, maybe in Hamburg and in Germany where they used iceberg lettuce, that bitter lettuce. But he says, otherwise, he's making fun of the Vasi. Making fun of the Ekkas here, right?
I just saw
an
Agada
yesterday
that the Ramaram Cutler,
yeah, he used watercress, it says, I think.
No, iceberg
lettuce.
Iceberg.
Okay. So says Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yossi Bar Bun. Rabbi Yossi Bar Bun said, you know what? You may have got all wrong to begin with. Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes and Rabbi Chia Bar Vo weren't arguing. Velo Pligin. Zai Saidesh Adako Lechol Chai. An olive. Since it can be eaten raw, Avo Bishakavash, even though you pickle it, it doesn't change its nature. It's a little bit adding better taste. So therefore, that's why it retains its bracha, a bar pri adama. A yerek, a vegetable ever, came into shoko, once you cook it so much, nishtane, it changes. So therefore, those vegetables which are normally eaten raw, taki, if you cook them so much, they lose their bracha, and they become something else, they become a bracha rather of shakel. So it's not a machlokas. It depends how much the practice you're using changes the vegetable in question.
Yerek
that's
eaten raw?
Yeah. A yerek which is eaten better shlukim, we saw to musim, you make a barapi adam on them. It's dafka yerek which is eaten raw, then when you cook it loses its original bracha. Okay, everybody, so we'll stop here for tonight.